Among the candidates for Newark's mayoral election this April will be Kasai Guthrie, who recently turned 21 years old. He'll face Catherine Zaferni, an incumbent Polly Searer, who confirmed to the Newark Post that she'll seek a third term. Guthrie grew up in Newark. He's a student at the University of Delaware's entrepreneurship program and will graduate in 2021 if he doesn't take time off to run the city. I recently sat down with Guthrie to discuss his run for office.
I'll start off with the obvious question, why are you running for mayor?
There's many reasons. Growing up, I always wanted to be and create solutions for problems rather than talk about them. Living in Newark so long, me and my friends and people I know always talked about, you know, all the problems that was going on in Newark, from the discrimination to the problems where it's ran by, you know, older adults, and the median age is my demographic. What really, you know, forced me to get into the politics of things was there was a story of me getting arrested and my roommates getting arrested for throwing a party, and the police fabricated some of the stuff. But after, you know, hearing all my classmates that I graduated from Salesiana tell me, you know, like, that's wrong, and how that doesn't happen to them and their fraternities, you know, I wanted to dive deeper into, you know, more of the discrimination problems of Newark. So I started asking more questions, and then that led me to, you know, really think about more issues. So I started diving real deep into the Newark Post Online, and I was literally reading the Newark Post Online for hours in a day until I came up with, you know, some of the top problems, which were, you know, homeowners are, you know, sick and tired of the current mayor raising the taxes. You know, the students are sick and tired of the problems faced by the Newark police. There's a parking issue, there's a housing issue. All these problems, I started, you know, really figuring out and creating solutions. And after going to, you know, a few council meetings, that's what really motivated me, going to the council meetings and realizing that, you know, I could really do this. But while I'm running for mayor, I just want to create solutions. I feel like everybody can work together. You know, there's no reason why the city council isn't working with the university when without the university, you know, Newark, Delaware would be another Elkton. So I feel like everybody needs to just bridge the gap. You know, and that's what I want to do with my campaign. I want to bridge the gap between the students and also the residents.
This is a question that I would ask any new candidate, but for you, I mean, it's an obvious question for you, especially given your age. What do you think qualifies you for the job of mayor?
Yeah. What qualifies me to be able to run for mayor is my ability to connect. You know, growing up, I was always able to be 15 and walk into a major bank and get funding for a business I needed. I was also able to, you know, turn around and go to school and communicate with my peers. You know, growing up on, you know, food stamps and government assistance, I was able to connect to that demographic, but also go to a private school and connect with that demographic. I think I can, you know, connect to all these different, you know, gaps and bridge them. Something that the current mayor isn't doing right now. So I'm an entrepreneur. I'm the founder of We Need Our Fathers and also Nexter. We Need Our Fathers is a organization I put together that helps, you know, fathers and absent fathers and their children reconcile. But the main focus is to help, you know, those children. Nexter is a financial literacy company that teaches, you know, financial literacy to people of the lower demographic that don't know, you know, what credit is, what, you know, how to get a loan and stuff like that. I've always been a helper. Ever since I was 15, I've been helping people. Another reason why I'm fit to become mayor is just the simple reason I've grown up here. I've grown up here. I've experienced every single day of my life in Newark, Delaware. And I know Newark, Delaware like the back of my hand, you know. I've always wanted to go to the University of Delaware when I was walking on Main Street at a young age. And then it wasn't until I got to University of Delaware that this wasn't really the, you know, ideal place for somebody like me. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but 2 years ago, the University of Delaware was federally mandated to accept more diverse students. So, you know, growing up, I just thought only the smartest and only the luckiest people get into University of Delaware for my demographic. And it wasn't until I got here that I realized, you know, that it can be changed with a lot of things. And not only, you know, the University of Delaware, but Newark in general, you know. I don't think age really matters in this time of day. I just want to motivate, you know, my peers that it's not a timetable to do anything or accomplish anything in life. And that's what I'm going to prove with this campaign.
So you touched on this a little in your first question. Essentially, like, what's your platform? What issues have you identified constituents care about? And what are you bringing to the table in terms of your big issues?
Yeah. So, you know, some of the main problems in Newark right now are, you know, the housing issue with the towers being torn down. You know, residents are upset with the way University of Delaware is growing and also the way developers are developing. You know, the students are really upset with just the police, and they are upset with, you know, how there isn't any outlets to go out and do things at night. I've spoken to a few homeowners in Newark, and many of them are upset because the current mayor has promised to keep increasing taxes to pay for things. But with my campaign, I really want to start this dialogue of holding the University of Delaware accountable for, you know, the infrastructure, just because the students are the main ones using the infrastructure and using Main Street and ruining that road. So I feel as though the University of Delaware should definitely be, you know, responsible for some upgrades to the infrastructure. You know, the residents also want, you know, to go back on the point with the taxes. I feel as though, being an entrepreneur at heart, I could create more streams of revenue and more plans to bring revenue to the city, not using tax dollars, so that we can start increasing taxes and make Newark an affordable place to live and raise a family. And, you know, I also want to promise the homeowners that Newark will be a peaceful place as well, with more bridging the gap and communication between the students and the residents. I feel as though, you know, we could all live in this place together. You know, the students can have fun and the residents can be at peace knowing that their property isn't getting messed with or getting touched, or they're not getting woken up at night from, you know, loud party music. So it's just holding everybody accountable and bridging the gaps between everybody.
So why are you running now? You could, you know, wait a couple of years and do it after you graduate or something like that. What's pressing you to run this year?
So I could wait, but, you know, growing up, I've never been the person to wait for anything. You know, anything I went after in that second. And you know, I hustled and I, you know, I basically just grinded until I got what I want. You know, I could wait until I graduated, but I feel like that would just do everybody a disservice. You know, a lot of the students are rallying behind me because they want change as well. A lot of the residents are rallying behind me because they want change, and a lot of university officials are rallying behind me because they want change. So I think, you know, actually running, actually putting up a good fight in this campaign would prove to, you know, other people in other situations that age isn't an issue. When you are faced with a problem, come up with a solution and keep trying until it's fixed.
Kasai Guthrie, undergraduate student at the University of Delaware and candidate for mayor of Newark. Thank you so much.
Thank you.